Vayetze. You have the Yaakov Avinu going out from Beis Aviv and basically starting on his own. You have here, there's a Chazal that says Gemara in Chulin Tzadik Aleph. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Vayolin Sham. So it says Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzadik Zeh Bo LeBeis Meloini V'Yipotabal Elina, and therefore Vayovei HaShemesh. So it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Tzadik passed by my hotel or the place of where he can go to sleep, and I'm going to let him get away without sleeping over. I'll have him sleep over. I mean, it's as strange as anything. In what sense is the Beis HaMikdash, that's his place of Moloin, and the Tzadik goes by, I'm going to have him sleep here. I understand it says that he wants it to be mispalled there. Akash Baruch Hu wants him to pass by there, you know, to Makam HaMikdash. But the Lashon that specifically wants him to sleep there, and that's what he wants he should do over there, is something that really is tamua moed and needs some sort of avana. In the Mahal Ochri Avis, there's also a very... the Mahal Ochri Avis seems to be counterintuitive. You start with Avraham Avinu, who had to cut himself off from where he came from. And he left Lech Lecha. He left his Moledes, his Beis Aviv. He left everything and he went to Eretz Yisrael. So that was an Aliyah Ruchnis. He went to Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhak Avinu was a Kodesh Tomim and was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So that's even a higher dag of Kedusha. He's a Tzadik Ben Tzadik and he's born at Yisrael completely and stays there. Yaakov Avinu is driven from Eretz Yisrael and basically it's open-ended. I mean, he doesn't really come back alive. What's the purpose? Manavshach, if the purpose was to go straight forward and to go from Madrega to Madrega, that's it. With Yitzchak, it's over. But Yaakov is sent out, and it's not mashma l'mashma for us. When we went to Golis, we say mipnei chataeinu galinu matzeinu, that we went out of Eretz Yisrael because of chait and so on and so forth. There's a sort of a sense of which shouldn't have been that way, and we should have stayed there. That we understand. But here doesn't seem to be any special chait, and Yaakov Avinu is basically reversing the process that Avraham Avinu started. Manefshach, if the time wasn't ripe yet to go to Eretz Yisrael, so it should have gone. Avraham and Yaakov should have made their way towards Eretz Yisrael, like Arboim Shana. They should have gradually built up. But if Avraham builds up to go to Eretz Yisrael and he's shayach to go to Eretz Yisrael and Yitzchak is shayach to being Eretz Yisrael, then what's the pshat that Yaakov is told to leave Eretz Yisrael? What's the mahalach of leaving Eretz Yisrael? And in a certain sense, it's going to try to put into place what is the role of each and every one of the others. If the role is simply an aliyah ruchnis to build up Klal Yisrael, so then the mahalach should have been a straight mahalach. And you see, it's more like a wave. Avram goes to Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchak is in Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov leaves Eretz Yisrael. It says that he came there vayifka b'mokim. So the word vayifka, Chazal says loshen tefillah, and specifically tefillos arvis that he came to. So the word makom is also translated by Chazal as being a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called makom. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, HaMakom Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called makom, HaMakom, Menachem Eschem, and so on. So Vayistoyis, there's some Indian specifically of Vayifka b'makom. Tefillah is shayach specifically to the Shem Hashem that includes the element of makom. And we want to understand why specifically, always, when Chazal darshan a pasuk, the drush is supposed to be another dimension in the Pshutos HaMikra. It's not completely divorced, even if it's very different. Vayifka Moka means he reached a certain place, he happened upon a certain place. The Chazal say it means he davened. There has to be some sort of inyan of it. We find that there is an inyan of makom and davening. There's a din of makom kavua. The Beis HaMikdash, which is called the makom, is specifically its ikka yichud of the Beis HaMikdash is of tefillah or chelk vavoida. So vayifka ba makom does have both nuances to it, the nuance of makom and the nuance of tefillah, but where are they shayach one to another? More specifically, it says the others, each one was misakin a tefillah. Avram Avinu was misakin shachris, Yitzhak was misakin mincha, and Yaakov Meiriv. Vayistoyis that this pchino vayifka b'mokom is shayach specifically for Meiriv. It's a Meiriv dika type of loshen, more than lasuach basada, for instance, that is a or adayin omed lifnei Hashem by Avram. There's omed lifnei Hashem, which is definitely tefillah. That we understand is tefillah. Lasuach is to so in tefillah you have that mida lifnei Hashem. That's definitely a surah of tefillah. In tefillah you have lasuach, which is kind of to communicate, to speak with. That's definitely a lashon tefillah. Vayivka b'makom lechura is not talking about tefillah; it's talking about reaching a place, and that's also a lashon tefillah. And we have to understand where it seems to be a weaker lashon of tefillah because it's not towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Adayin Omid Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is a tzura of Noichachus of tefillah. That's a very powerful tzura of Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lasuach is to talk with someone, to converse with someone, to interact, to communicate with somebody. That's a very strong sense of it. Vayifka b'mokom is a much more subtle sense of tefillah. Vayis Meiriv is different. Meiriv is Rishus, and that's why it's vayifka b'mokom. So we have to understand what is this unique facet of tefillah of pegiyah b'mokom. One more ha'ara here in Pshat. It says, I mean, the Torah is telling us, like we always say, a handful of maisim about Yaakov Avinu in a lifetime of almost 200 years. We have a handful of maisis. The maisim of, so he came to a place where he fell asleep, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him in a cholam. That's a very central inyan. It's a gili of nevuah, it's a makom hamikdash. Very, very, the maisa itself is a very crucial maisa. But the detail over here is very strange. It says he came to a place and the sun went down. So we would assume the next pasuk should be Vayishka b'makom ahu. He went to sleep and he fell asleep and there he had this cholam. He took some of the rocks of the area there, put it around his head to protect him. Fine. I mean, how did he make a campfire? And what did he have for supper? Did he clear out the ground so that there wasn't any thorns over there? You're telling me Yaakov went to sleep, there were animals around, so he put rocks around him. My kamash malon, and here's a lesson. Why don't say vayikach avonim v'yasam hashayisav? Vayikach me'avnim. He took the local rocks, lafuki wat, that he schlepped rocks with him all over in case he come to a place with no rocks and chayis ros. Well, what's the pasuk telling me? You have every letter counts. Every word is precious. You have a ma'is about the first gilui. So everything about it, vayikach makom, fine. Vayolin shon givah shemesh, good. But vayikach makom v'yasam hashayisav. He took rocks and put around him so the Chai shouldn't attack him. Fine. I mean, what is it? What is the Torah telling us? So let's start with the Chazal. We've spoken about the Chazal sometimes, but I want to look at it with a little bit of a different knage over here. It says, the famous Chazal, it says that And I mean, even if he told me all the Chazal about the Vayikach Mavna Mokom, that he took 12 stones, he took 3 stones, they became one, those are all, that's a very nice pshat. It's got nothing to do with the Pshuto Shel Mikra. In other words, there's not a remez about the Pshuto Shel Mikra. In the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it says clearly, he took stones and he put them around his head. Chazal say Vayifka Ba Mokom, Rav Huna V'Shem Rav Ami Oma, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Makom in Chazal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makom of the world, and the world is not his Makom. Min Marech Siv, how do you know? It says, Hine Makom Iti. I have Makom with me. Have HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekomo Shal Olam Vein Olamo Mekomo. So the Chazal tell us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the place of the world. The world is not the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nefesh HaChaim speaks about this. We always speak about the Inyan, what it means that the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not within the Metzias, he's above the Metzias. That's not the Inyan I want to touch. I want to go specifically on more specific types of Makomo and try to understand it. Our most elementary definition, where we go from unbound to bound. In other words, when we speak of infinite, it means it has no boundaries. As soon as I put coordinates on an entity, I take a map is a map. As soon as I put down a vertical axis and horizontal axis, I assign a specific places. This is 5 degrees to the right, 2 degrees to the bottom. This is 5 miles to the right. This is 2 miles to the north. As soon as I put place around a Metzias, I've defined it. That is what Makom is. Makom is the placing of boundaries on a boundless reality. And that's how I get Makomos. Makomos is the first division or subdivision of a kind of infinite reality. So when I say the world, I'm talking about a totality. As soon as I say north, south, east, west, France, America, Brazil, I'm talking about very specific places. So the first subdivision, the first thing that is hefach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Sof, is specific, is makom. Zman in a certain sense, Zman in a much more subtle sense, and we speak about it with Linda Morale about process taking time. But when we're talking about objects in front of us, right now, Makom is the placement of boundaries in the world. At first glance, this is the stira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above place, because places are bound and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. So a place, by having a specific boundary, is a hafgah from the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Meloi Chol Aretz. That is the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis Makom at first glance. Which means, let's give a mashal. Let's say I'm trying to categorize a group of people. I speak about Chassidim. I speak about Litvisher. So I speak about the klal that is nogea to all of them. When I redefine and I say, well, so and so is a chassid, so and so is a sfari, so and so is a litvak, and he does this and this, I'll tell him, well, that's his unique nekuda. In other words, when I say it's his unique nekuda, that's Chaim. Chaim is like that. So I'm saying that it's a hafgah from the klal. The klal of that he belongs to is a certain oifen. And he, as a prat, has every prat has his own eccentricities, and that's different. So every time I define a prat, and I define a specific entity, I'm being mafkiyat from the klal. So makom in the bria is a hafkah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meloich ha'aretz kvoidoi, and we are limited to mekomo shel adam. That is us vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the first glance of it. On a deeper glance, on a much deeper look into it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created not the pshat, that chas v'sholem would be close to kfira. In other words, that the bria itself is a hafgah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzura, the bria, the mekomos are each one is individual. And the fact that it's individual in the way that it's individual, it's not kaviyachol reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zayin Soif. That is wrong, and in a certain sense, it's wrong mitzad ikrei emuna. The truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many mekomos, and each makom from itself reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayei mekoyim kevoidoi le'umasam. Every single entity, for instance, let's say, so if you talk about a klal, somebody whose derech and learning was Chveis Alpi Derech Reb Chaim, and he has a Talmud who's a little bit different, so we say, you know, that's this Talmud's specific problems. He has a little bit of a different head, so he sees it this way. This is an aberration this way. That's when you have that type of mitzvah. But let's say you have somebody who's an extraordinary pedagogue. So now, look at it. I say, this Talmud found his place in the world of music. This Talmud found its place in the world of art. This Talmud found its place in the world of science. This Talmud found its place in the world of this. So I say, so what's the common denominator? The common denominator is that the person who was Mashpia had all of these hashpahs woven into his metzias. Every single one reflects, he was able to direct this person in tefillah, and this person in Torah, and this person in chesed, and so on and so forth. So there you have, it's not the pshat that each prat is an aberration from the klal. It's not that the prat is yotzim in a klal. It's the lamel akal kula yotzim, that all of these pratim are in the klal. It's not the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in the world in a universal way, and because of the nature of the bria that they are limited, each one has its own aberrations which are not elikus, but adarava, each and every facet of the bria reflects a ha'ara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu within its metzias. That is the p'china that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekoma shel olam. The concept of makom in the world, the concept of distinction, the concept of different, that is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad with no distinctions, but the metzias of distinctions is also shaykh to the echad. In each and every different facet, there is echad. For instance, let's take a term we can relate to. Toiv. Toiv can mean the yigiyas ha-teira of somebody in teira. Toiv can mean the zdapkus tefillah of the baal tefillah. Toiv can mean the chesed of baal chesed, and they're all toiv. They're not aberrations from toiv, but toiv has the meaning of toiv in yigiyas ha-teira, and toiv has the meaning of toiv in dikduk ha-mitzvahs, and so on and so forth. So the seid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mekomo shel olam is not just that the world exists within HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's much deeper. The Pchinas Makom in the world, the Pchina of distinction, that itself comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not, on first glance, it hides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At deeper thought, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the distinct Makomos, that's where you bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Pshat in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekomo Shel Olam. Let's talk about it and let's understand it in terms of the Avos and the Mahal of the Avos. The first thing was, there is, at first glance, there's a distinction in different Mekomos. Mekomos, each and every place has its own skula. And therefore, all of the Mekomos have what they're good for. Eretz Yisrael is miyuchid for ruchnius. The entire world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behesta, and Eretz Yisrael, it's a tremendous shefa, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is the easiest attained. So Avraham Avinu had to run away from Mekomos because Mekomos were an obstacle. Mekomos, the Makom of where he was not good. That Makom as such, and he had to go to Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu was Kulei Eretz Yisrael, and Bemela, the Kulei Toiv of Eretz Yisrael, that was Yitzchak's Avoda, of being Tomim and so on. Yaakov Avinu's Avoda was much greater. Yaakov Avinu had to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all the Mekomos of the world. The last barrier, once a person's Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, the Avos has to be Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every Makom. And B'meila, Yaakov was sent out. And it was a journey that was taken to Mitzrayim, which was the Ervas Haaretz. And Mitzrayim was if Eretz Yisrael is the Roish, then this is the Erva. In Mitzrayim, he had to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dafke Mitzrayim. The Leman Yeda Paroi, in Mitzrayim itself would become synonymous. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeiti Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, we don't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem She'Galeitzi Etchem Be'Har Sinai. We don't speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi Hashem that created the world. Anochi Hashem that was Har Sinai or in Eretz Yisrael. Asher Hotzeiti Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calling card. In other words, if from Mitzrayim, in the Erev of Mitzrayim, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself. From there. And that was Yaakov's Avoda, was to begin to go and to find the Metzias in those other places that he sent him. So his Avoda was an Avoda to take the Inyan of Makom and to shtel it so specifically to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was his Avoda. We asked about tefillah. Tefillah is something where it shtels itself to makom very specifically. L'mashal, when a person sits down to learn, a person is learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? I'm starting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mitzaveh? What does he want from us? What are his mitzvahs v'chulu? That's the b'chinas, that's Torah. A person starts with a mitzvah and so on. He's always starting with the davar shebekdusha and bring it down to this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva la HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should take a lulav and an esrik. So I take a lekachtam lechem, I'm go ahead and be mekayem kachtam lechem. Tefillah starts specifically with the person's needs. A person is in a makom where he's not well, so Rifa'enu becomes his reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is needs das, he's in a makom of chisor and das, so chisor and das becomes the stepping stone for him to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the atachonin comes from the lack of das that he has. Tefillah, it's extraordinary. mitzvah and Torah, Torah and mitzvah start with shleimus, and we try to bring, apply the shleimus as much as we can to us. The tefillah starts with the chisaron. Meikar din tefillah is as per need. So tefillah starts with where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not, that's where, that becomes my hechetimtza for reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why makom is specific, that's why makom has a specific mashmos as being shayach to tefillah, because makom is always hamakom yemalech esroinchem, hamakom yenachem eschem. Makom is always, wherever there's a problem, wherever there's a chisaron, wherever there's a limitation, wherever a person is defined in a box into a corner, that's where tefillah is. So hamakom as being the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he is megala himself through makom, is in Avodas HaAdam, it stels zu most specifically to tefillah. The reason we asked about Ma'ariv, why specifically Ma'ariv, because when it's light outside, a person, even though every person can only be in one place, but being that he sees much further than where he's at, the person has a sense of place greater than himself. Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, but he could see Eretz Yisrael. A person's horizon is his line of sight, and in a certain sense, that's his makom. So a person is not so much limited to his makom in when it's light outside. When it's dark outside, person can't move. If a person has no light and no light, no flesh or nothing, he stays in one spot. Cheshech by Mitzrayim, it says that nobody moved from the spot for 3 days. Cheshech is something that keeps a person in one place. A jail is always pictured in the psukim as a place that's cheshech and afela. The being locked in darkness means that the person can't move anywhere. And therefore, Ma'ariv specifically is the tefillah. The tefillah of the night is specifically like that. There are two elements in Ma'ariv that especially relate to this. First of all, the tefillah shachris and mincha is connected to tmidin. The tmidin was a transfer of animals from outside Beis HaMikdash to inside Beis HaMikdash. It went through a shini makom. It came from the outside and went in. At night, you couldn't bring any karbanis. You could only keep the karbanis that were there, would sit and simmer burn on the mizbeach. In other words, everything was stuck to its makom. You couldn't take something from outside the world of Kedusha and bring it into the world of Kedusha. The only things could sit there. The inyan of Ma'ariv being Rishus is also to this. That is also shaykh to this inyan. That which comes milamala lamata is a tzivui. Every tzivui, by definition, if I have to do it, it starts with Hashem and goes to me. So it's starting from perfection and trickling down to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Davin Shachris. So the Rabbanan said Davin Shachris. So that means that it's a dictate milamala, and I try to do it as best as I can. Tefillah of Smayas Vishus means it has to start from the person. And Rishus, by definition, means it starts with me. The Meir of Davened was because my decision to daven, and it's unique how the halacha followed. The halacha today is asur maleim kechayva, but we did it. In other words, even if today it's become a pretty much a chayv, but it's our doing that we made it that way. The Sheirish is still Rishus, because Rishus starts from where we are and works its way upwards. So Yaakov Avinu's Mahalach is the third and final Mahalach of Kvod Shemayim, Hamadas Kvod Shemayim, Hamadas Klal Yisrael. It says the Moshe, Klal Yisrael did not go into Golus except to one of the Chazal about why Klal Yisrael was Goyla is to bring Gerim into Klal Yisrael. The Sfarim explain it, there was Kedusha in a lot of different places. The word Golus, the concept of Golus is Makom. We leave Eretz Yisrael and go into different Mekomos. And in each and every Makom, we have to understand something. It's not to bring a lot of Gerim at the Klal Yisrael. It's not a question of numbers. It's a question in every Makom, the Makom itself breeds a certain type of person. Like it says in Shlacht, you know, there's a Makom that's Megadelas Chaloshim, Makom Megadelas Giborim. Every place breeds a certain type. Every type, because it's a certain type, has its kesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as such. And therefore, Klal Yisrael, there's a Maseiris, I don't know exactly what Makom is, but it's repeated endlessly, that the Gula is not going to come until Klal Yisrael hasn't been in every hole in the world. And it pretty much has been Metzius, it's pretty much Mekuyim. There are countless of stories of Baal Shem Tov going to all sorts of strange places because he said no Jew was ever here, and before Mashiach comes, somebody's going to have to be a Jew. The Ruach HaDvarim is that this Chazal that they went to Golus to bring Gerim means Klal Yisrael needs to be in every Makom in the world. And the pshat in those Mekomos is because every Makom mitzad, it's being a Makom, has a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as its own Makom. 1,000 Gerim in one place won't compensate for one Ger in another place, because it's not a question of numbers that we need. It's a question of we want to bring everything that's Kadosh in the world into Klal Yisrael. And every Makom, because it's defined as a Makom, Baal Kochach has a special Gilui through that Makom, and that's something that we're going to have to bring into Klal Yisrael. If Hashetzah says in Yevashkoch, it's not something we can plan and we should plan, but Lemaisa, that is where Hashkoch led to. Let's go to the Nekuda of Davonim that Yaakov took from Rashi Yisov and try to understand the Avnei HaMakom and so on. It says that Avram Avinu, it says that Avram was a har. Yitzchak, like it says in the pasuk by the har, Yitzchak was a sada. It says Veitzah a sada, and Yaakov was a pchinas bias. That's what Chazal say. In other words, and there's a lot of different ways to understand it, and different tchunas of each one. But I want to focus on something, on one nekuda. In a sada, a stone in a sada is always a problem. It says Vayiskalehu. There is a one of the backbreaking jobs in a field is to remove the rocks from the field. The rocks cover up the dirt, crowd out the plants, don't allow to plow. V'chulhu. Rocks are the first thing you have to do in a field is Vayiskalehu. The person planting the kerem has to remove the stones, but the opposite. It means to remove the rocks, because or else nothing can grow there. So in a sada, a stone is a bad thing. When a person is walking, a stone is a bad thing. Pentigoyf be'even raglecha. You have to be careful when you walk. You might trip on a stone. Even no gave. An even is that which is an obstacle. Avanim are the obstacle to a person in the sada. An even is also the most firm core metzias of everything. Everything rests on bedrock. Everything is a makom. If you have a glop of earth in water, it might be standing for a while, it'll disappear. Something has to stand on rock. Rock defines a makom. That is so. Avonim are the strongest element of the makom is the avonim. That is the makom, and it is for human needs, for normal human use of a makom. The avonim are in the way. They trip you when you walk. They crowd you out when you're plowing, and it's not good. When a person takes the avanim and builds a house out of it, that is the most durable form of that's the most durable form of a house. A bayis of avanim, beis hamikdash was a base avanim, as opposed to something which is yirios. An even is the most solid structure. So when you take an even and you the first thing is you clear the ground of avanim. But if you take the pile of avanim and you build it correctly and you place one even on top of another even, that's when you have a solid structure. The every place, because it's a makom, has its own chayis ros. The chayis ros are whatever elements there are in a place that are destructive. The chachma is to understand that you need to take the avnei oisei hamakom. You need to take the stones of the place you're in, and if you line them up correctly, they will protect you from the chayis of that place. The pasuk is madgish. They took avnei oisei hamakom. Yaakov took. It's the stones of the place that will protect you from the chayis of the place. The place itself, every makom in itself has the quality wherein it protects you from the others. It's interesting. As a side issue, without going into it because it doesn't need its own beer. When Yaakov needed protection from Lavan, he made a pile of rocks. And he called it Yigar Sadusa. The rocks protected him from Lavan as well. He took a stone and made a matzeva out of it. Yaakov's called Evan Yisrael. The metzias of taking the makom itself and using the makom to your benefit. When a person clears a field, when a person takes the rocks out of the field, he's imposing his own metzias on the makom. When the person takes the avonim and uses them for his own dwelling, the person uses the quality of that makom for the right metzias. It's not the pshat that he was able to take over the makom. It's the pshat that the makom itself fell into place. When a person builds with avonim, putting each evan into its makom produces the binyan. There's a lashon in the Sfarim that avonim come together to make a bias. A bias is made of avonim. Each evan itself is an obstacle. Together, it becomes a one unit. So let's go back. Let's bring it out for us. The mice of us are similar avonim in every sense of the word. There's a macro picture, there's a micro picture, and it's all the same. A person's ruchnistic journey follows b'derech klal the pattern of the avos hakedoshim. There's a tkufa when a person has to move away. Every person, like the Rambam says, is mushpa by his makom. And if the makom is not conducive to ruchnis, the person needs to move away from there. There is no, you can't say, well, you have to make do with what there is, and this is where Hashem made it, so on and so forth. Have a goyle le makom teira. Lech lecha me'atzcha me'latcha me'savicha. The start of ruchnis is by leaving the makom, because a person is the product of a makom in its bad way. Every makom has its knesh in how it differs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in how it does not show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's step one. and a person has to be, step two is a person has to be mashki himself, kol kula in kedusha, above makom, where Eretz Yisrael, in its full sense of the word, and not only in a specific way, but in every mitzvah of it, where kol kulei kadosh is what creates that frame for a person. And that is a second stage. And again, it's a necessary stage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu did not choose to leave Eretz Yisrael. A person should not choose to leave Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed him out of Eretz Yisrael. And when Vayetze Yaakov to Avraham Avinu, the mission was Lech Lecha, go to. The mission of Yitzhak was stay put, and the mission of Yaakov was to go out. Even if the person is living in Eretz Yisrael and learning in Beis Hashem Kol Chayav, getting married is going out. He has a home, he has a house, he has children, he has a wife, he has financial daigus. There's a world out that is propelled. And as much as he tries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes us out. That's each and every one. Because that's the Mahalach. It's not the Pshat. So one Mahalach is people just are Messiahish and they say, well, the Eretz Yisrael, the being a Beis Hashem, that was a kind of fluke. It was very nice, but it's ethereal. It's not part of this world. It's not it's celestial. It's not part of this Metzias. That is one Be'er Mahalach. A second Mahalach, which is not right either, is everything else is an obstacle that has to be pushed out of the way. There is nothing good out of the Daigas of Parnassah, the Shalom Bayis, the Gilbanim, the Tzibur, the Kalal and Yonim, but so you minimize it. It's Hechrech, push it aside. Soilu soilu derech. Take the rocks, push them out of the way, so that you can continue on the road. And that is definitely if a person halacha is a person Talmud Torah is doch everything, and unless it can't be done to somebody else. But the third perception is that there is nothing outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every makom is not a hester, but it's a gili. The real oymek is not a Kadosh Baruch who chose the limitations of makom to be master himself. He chose the venues of makom to be megala himself through each and every oifen in the world. And if a person is megala Kadosh Baruch Hu through nasasa nasata be'emuna, and is megala Kadosh Baruch Hu from soy necha morim reimi bara eila, and is megala Kadosh Baruch Hu through the tzagil banim, each and every aspect of it has its own oifen of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. At a certain point, for the person who's a deep misbeining, and a person who's gone some way, the person understands that each and every rock, when you want to walk through, the rock blocks your way, and you have to push it out of the way. But when you want to build, the rocks themselves are the bricks of the building you need to build. If you want to be matzliach, it's the avne oise hamakom that a person is merashoysef. The chachma, it's very, very difficult to travel through an area in a bubble and let that protect you. Kilo, you're coming with the old armament. It's the real way to do it is every mitzias has its problems and its resolution within the makom. That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to regale himself through Makom and Makom. The world of Tefillah is not just, well, I want to be learning and doing only mitzvahs. I have these problems and issues and obstacles, and I want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get rid of them. So this is just sort of dealing with an issue. It's the Adrabah. I find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in each and every issue, in each and every lack in the world, in the Ma'ara he found tefillah, Imamakim kasicha Hashem. Shilamalois. The place itself gives its tefillah. Wherever a person is, because of what's limited over there, because whatever he's hemmed in with is a platform for reaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole different istaklus achayim, that whatever tekufa a person goes through, it didn't take away from something, it gave me something. I once heard a hesped on Rav Nekritz, was the son-in-law of the Alta of Rebbe Avram Yafin, and he was stuck in Siberia for 5 years, the five best years of his life, like from 18 to 23. And he had tremendous, it hurt him tremendously that, listen, these are the best years of his life, and he could be learning yeshiva. He was stuck in Siberia, chopping wood and freezing. And he told his son-in-law said over at a hesped on him, that he said, you know, at first glance, I didn't learn anything in Siberia. At second glance, he said, I learned to understand myself. I learned myself. In other words, he meant it in the Musarik, but what I mean to say is, everything in the world is Talmud Torah. If the person made the right choice, it's Talmud Torah. But it's a different perek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shas. And if a person takes from that, then the person is able to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu there. In tefillah is to makom, because tefillah, a person is megala in a certain sense the deepest part of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the b'chinas makom. Vayifka b'makom, a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when I invite somebody to eat in my house, he's not sharing my metzias with me. I'm giving him food. So when I give him a tzedakah at the door, he's b'chalat shem my mitzvahs. When we sit down at the table, and when we sit down at the same table to eat, there's some sort of sense of sharing mitzvahs, but it's not full. When I have somebody sleep over at my house, there's a sense of he's sharing my mitzvahs for a while. We're sharing the same makom. The Akadosh Baruch Hu, if a person lives with that reality, Akadosh Baruch Hu says, "Sadik ze ova beis maloini." He's passed by my makom. I want to share makom with him, and for the person that's able to have that perspective, and especially in the world of tefillah, a person has to understand, in a certain sense, it's the most intimate sharing with Akadosh Baruch Hu, because Akadosh Baruch Hu not only shares Elikus in its pure form with us, but he shares the Elikus that's found in the Makom. The part of the Bria that seems to be the most Lafuke, that shines, each one becomes a rock for the Binyan, and the person finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Makom HaShel Olam.
How does that relate to that?
I want to be off that. Right, that wasn't in the clue that I was trying to push. I mean, it's really taken to me that those in Yana, but I didn't want to distinguish. Here means when you're in the same place at the same time. In other words, you run into something. If I would say God said so, there's no way to get away. You know. Pushing, it's a collision of sorts. That's really what Pagar means. It's not Pagar, it's like Nogar, it's the same thing. It's a strong version of colliding with something.